Bibles this morning, turn with us for the next 2.5 hours, more or less. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. This is Easter. Thank God for Easter. Now I'm going to say, I'm glad for the cross. I'm glad for the shed blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Amen. But thank God for Calvary. But I'm just as much thankful, if not more, for the resurrection. Amen. Without the resurrection, the cross would just be a sad story. But I'm glad because he arose. Aren't you? Yes. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll start reading at verse 4, and where we want to center our attention this morning is in verse 7. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen. Go back and look at verse 7. Amen. I've quoted this verse so many times through the years, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. If the Lord would help us this morning, we want to talk to you about that red stream of blood in the gospel. Amen. If you was to go back into Genesis, Genesis is the book of beginnings. Every Bible doctrine has its beginnings and roots in the book of Genesis. Amen. In chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 21, and Adam also unto his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Amen. It doesn't matter where you start in the Bible, but if you start in Genesis and go all the way through all 66 books and to the book of Revelation, through that Bible from cover to cover, amen, there's an unbroken, continuous, scarlet, red stream of blood from an atoning sacrifice. Amen. And I want to say this morning that the Old Testament talks about Jesus. If you look far enough and deep enough, you'll find Jesus. Practically every chapter is a type and a shadow of him that is to come. Amen. It begins, this red stream of blood begins in the sacrifice spoken of here in Genesis 3 and 21. And there in this scripture that I've given to you, we read that God made coats of skin Amen. Through the sacrifice of an innocent animal, that Adam and Eve might be covered. Amen. And from there, it runs in a continuous stream all the way through the Old Testament. Amen. The sacrifices that were made, amen, by Noah and Abraham. And when you read in the book of Exodus and Leviticus, amen, and the whole Old Testament system until it burst, amen, in the supreme sacrifice of Calvary. But it even doesn't even stop at Calvary. It runs on in an ever-increasing and widening course through the years. And that's the reason we rejoice this morning, is because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Amen. And it runs on in a continuous stream through the countless ages of eternity. Matter of fact, if you read in the book of Revelation, amen, thank God unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Praise God. I'm glad because he paid the price. Amen. I couldn't pay the price. Amen. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. But I'm glad because he made the sacrifice that I can be saved. Amen. The word sacrifice means to atone, to cover, or to wipe away, to ransom by a substitute. Amen. To bear our sins and be gone. Thank God, amen, when the blood was applied by faith in my heart, God took my sins, cast them into his sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me anymore. Thank God. Amen. The Lord helped me this morning. Amen. There's a few things I want us to look at when it comes to this sacrifice. Amen. There's got to be a death of the substitute. There's got to be an application of the blood. Amen. And when you read the Old Testament, amen, there was a disposal of the remainder, amen, of the sacrifice. The high priest and the Levites were to eat, amen, that body of the lamb or the goat that was slain. Amen. And I was thinking this morning, amen, while sitting at the table drinking my coffee. Help me here now. Y'all, I hope I didn't lose you on that deal. Amen. But we talk about the mercy seat. Amen. If I'd have thought about it, amen. Brother Mike, why don't you go in there in my study, and on that table behind my desk is that covenant. Amen. The Ark of the Covenant. If you want to bring that here, I should have brought it earlier. If I'd have been thinking, amen. The Ark of the Covenant was a covenant that God made with Israel. Amen. And inside that Ark of the Covenant, amen, we look at that Ark of the Covenant, amen, and to us there's a lid on top of it. And the seraphims, one on each side of that Ark of the Covenant, amen, their wings touch at the top, and they're looking at that Ark of the Covenant. Amen. There's two golden rods that go through the sides of that Ark of the Covenant, and that is, amen, that is what the Levites or the priests carried that by. They dared not touch that Ark because it was holy unto the Lord. Just said it right here, brother. Amen. And I want us to look at that, amen, this morning, if you will. Amen. They are carrying that Ark on those golden rods. Now, amen, to us, this top doesn't mean much, but to God it meant a whole lot of the Old Testament system. For inside this lid, this box here, amen, we'd call it a box, but it's very holy unto the children of Israel. Amen. Inside there is the laws, the Ten Commandments. Amen. That God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. And the children of Israel, they broke the laws of God every day practically. They became a very rebellious people. Amen. But that's the reason for this Ark of the Covenant. Inside is those laws of God. Amen. But you see, once a year the priest was to go into the most holy place where this ark, amen, was sitting. And he was to take the blood of a lamb and take that blood and sprinkle it on top of this lid. Amen. Are y'all still with me? When God looks at this ark, he does not see the broken laws that is inside that the children of Israel were guilty of breaking. Amen. But when God looks at this ark, amen, all he sees is the blood that was shed by the sacrifice of an innocent animal. Amen. Thank God when God looks at our lives, amen, our past sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. He does not see our past sins. Amen. That we have so, are y'all still with me this morning? So rebelliously, amen, oppose God and his word and his laws. Amen. But that blood that was shed on Calvary, thank God by faith, has covered my sins in my life. And I'm redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Amen. This in Genesis chapter 3 is the first recorded sacrifice in the Bible. Verse 21. Amen. God took, you remember when Adam and Eve fell in the garden and committed that sin of rebellion because they did what God said don't do? They partook of that, amen, tree of knowledge, the fruit of it, and they ate it. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And God said, in the day that you eat of it, amen, you'll surely die. Amen. And when their eyes were opened, they realized for the first time God created them in a perfect state without any lust, without any sin. Come on here. Without any rebellion. But when they ate of that tree, amen, their eyes were open, and for the first time they saw they were naked. Amen. And Adam realized, my God, what have we done? Amen. We have disobeyed God. We have rebelled against his word. And now look at us. We are naked. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that Adam, amen, sewed fig leaves together. Amen. And made an apron for them to cover their nakedness. But I want to tell you, all your self-righteousness does not cover your sin. All the efforts that you do, amen, to be better, amen, does not eradicate the guilt of your life. But glory to God, when God came walking in the cool of the day and said, Adam, where art thou? God knew where he was. You can't hide from God. Amen. Amen. Great God, I'm feeling better here. Amen. Adam, where art thou? Amen. We're hid among the bushes. Amen. Because we were naked. Who told you that you were naked? Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. And of course, Adam did what Adam's still trying to do. He blamed somebody else. Amen. The woman that you gave me. Be careful, men. Be careful. Be careful. Amen. She gave me of the tree. Amen. The fruit of the tree. And I ate it and she ate it. Amen. And God said, amen, there's got to be a covering for your sin. And God took an animal. We don't know what animal it was. Amen. But God took an animal and God slew the animal. Amen. Are y'all still with me? and took the skin of that animal and made coats, amen, for Adam and Eve to cover their wicked nakedness. Amen. Help me, Lord. Amen. That's the beginning of sacrifice. Amen. To me, that verse teaches great God. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. That verse teaches me three things. First, salvation must be of the Lord. Amen. Second, it must be by the death of an innocent substitute. Amen. And thirdly, it must be by blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. You remember, amen, when God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden and put an angel with a flaming sword at the gate to where they could not go back in there. Come on, y'all still with me? Amen. Adam taught his two boys, Cain and Abel, how to make sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. How did he know how? Because God, amen, had showed them how to make sacrifice. Amen. And Adam told his boys, amen, you must learn how to make sacrifice to cover your sins and your wickedness. Amen. We know the story because you've read it and you've heard it preached. Amen. Cain brought a sacrifice of the fruit of the vine. Amen. Amen. And his sacrifice was not accepted unto God because it did not contain blood. Amen. Oh, I see people nowadays, they bring a sacrifice of their own righteousness and they think that's going to appease God. But there's only one sacrifice that pleases God, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ, our substitute. Praise God. Amen. And God said to Cain, amen, I don't accept your sacrifice. Amen, Cain, if you do well, it shall be well with you. But if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Crouches like a lion, ready to pounce upon its prey. Sin will destroy you. Sin will, come on here. Sin will destroy your soul. Sin will destroy your life. Amen, you can't go to heaven with sin in your life. Amen. But God said to Cain, if you do well, it shall be well with you. Amen. And Abel's sacrifice was accepted unto God because he brought the firstling of his flock and made a sacrifice and shed blood of that animal. I'm so glad this morning because Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world was ever laid, in the providence and the blueprints of God for salvation of man. You didn't have anything to do with the sacrifice of Christ. Amen. But we are reaping the benefit of Calvary this morning on Easter Day. Thank God. Amen. He died on Calvary. Amen. He paid the price on Golgotha's hill. Amen. His, come on here, his blood washes away. Amen. There's one thing about the Old Testament sacrifices. After that sacrifice was made on an altar, amen, after the day was done and the sacrifice was made, that blood was no longer of any benefit. It was dried blood, amen, and come on here, and had no more efficacy, amen, or cleansing power. Amen. And that's the reason the priest had to go into the temple once a year, amen, and make sacrifice for Israel's sins all over again. But the blood of Christ, when it was offered on Calvary's brow, praise God, it's just as full of power this morning as it was when it was shed on Calvary. Great God, amen, I got news for you. His blood was not spilt. Amen. Being spilt means an accident.
Amen. Christ shedding his blood on Calvary was not an accident. It was in the blueprint of God. Praise God. Amen. That whosoever will come and drink of the water of life freely. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Every acceptable sacrifice must meet those three conditions. Salvation must be of the Lord. It must be by the death of an innocent substitute. And it must be by blood. It's not going to be your own doings. You can't turn over enough new lease, amen, to say, I'm going to do better. You have to accept, amen, not the fig leaves of man's own righteousness, but the bloody skins that God provided for the souls of men, that whosoever will, amen, can come and drink of the waters of life freely. Praise God. Amen. I want the Lord to help me here this morning. Amen. I know this is Sunday morning and we got some things here for the children downstairs to do. Amen. At the end of service. But I got news for you. I'm excited because I'm redeemed by the gracious blood of Jesus. Amen. And because he lives, I live also. Amen. You remember Noah when he went into the ark? Amen. Y'all stay with me. Amen. He took, amen, of the unclean animals. He took two of each kind. Is that what the Bible said? Male and female. Amen. Amen. Not two tomcats. I lost y'all. Amen. Praise God. Took two of every unclean kind, male and female. But then God told Noah, amen, I want you to take seven of every clean kind of animal. Amen. Take them into the ark. Praise God. Amen. And Noah took one of those clean animals. There's always an extra one of the clean animals. Amen. Noah, you take one of the clean animals, which God, by his divine providence, commanded him to take seven of each. Amen. Help me here. And it was the sacrifice that God provided. Amen. An innocent substitute. Amen. Did not God say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And if you don't have the blood applied this morning, the judgment of God, the anger of God, come on here, the wrath of God abides on you. You may think that this preacher's old fashioned and old fogey, but I'm telling you, you need the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart and life and wash you clean. Praise God. Amen. The book of Exodus chapter 12. Amen. When great Lord, when the children of Israel were getting ready to leave out of, amen, Egypt's bondage, God told them to take the lamb and slay the lamb for each household. And take the blood of that lamb and put it over the doorpost of every house. Don't come out from under the blood. Stay behind the door. Amen. For when the death angel passes over, amen, come on here, if you're not behind that blood bought door, amen, you're gonna die. Amen. And God said, put the blood on the doorpost. Amen. And when the death angel comes over Egypt, amen, God said, when he sees the blood, he'll pass over you and there'll be no judgment on your life. I'm telling you this morning, you need to get the blood of Jesus applied to your heart and soul, because if you don't,
don't, the wrath of God abides on you. You may say, preacher, I got by last week and I'll get by next month. But I got news for you. God's judgment will come if the blood is not applied. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. I gotta hurry. Amen. Genesis chapter 22, Abraham was about to slay his own son, Isaac, on that sacrifice. That is such an awesome story to me. Such an awesome story. And Abraham took his son and his servants to Mount Moriah. And at the bottom of the mountain, he left the servants there. Amen. And he said to his servants, me and my son go yonder to worship. Amen. And we will come again. Help me here. I thought that was such a prophetic statement on Abraham's part. He didn't say, I will come again. He said, we will return. You know why? Because Abraham considered God faithful. Amen. God gave him Isaac, amen, as he was dead. When he himself was past the age of fathering and his wife was past the age of giving birth. And yet God, praise God, gave them a son, Isaac. Amen. And if Abraham realized that if God gave him Isaac as though one rose from the dead, amen, if he wants him sacrificed, he'll raise him from the dead again. He said, we go yonder. Great God, come on here. We go yonder to sacrifice. And what some folks call sacrifice, amen, other people call worship. Praise God, I go to church to worship. I go to church to sing. I go to church to pray. I go to the house of God because there's an altar there. Somebody say amen. To some people it's a sacrifice to go to church. To some people it's a sacrifice for them to open their lips and sing Amazing Grace. Amen. To some people it's a sacrifice. Amen. Lift their hands, but to you who believe, he is precious. And I'm in the house of God this morning. Amen. I'm here for one reason, that's to worship. It is not a sacrifice for me to go to church. Amen. I go to church to worship.
Praise God. When Abraham got on the mountain with his son, Isaac said, Father, we have the wood, and we have the fire, and we have the altar. But where is the sacrifice? And God, amen, through Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Somebody said to me not long ago, said, do you really think that Abraham, amen, would have taken that dagger and thrust it through the heart of his son? I said, absolutely he would have, had not God stopped him. And come on here. And God said, Abraham! Abraham! Praise God. Amen. And he turned around and looked, and there was a ram caught in the thicket. Amen. He took that ram, took his son off of the altar. Amen. Slew the ram and made sacrifice unto God and worshiped. Amen. And Abraham and Isaac come back down shouting the victory. Amen. To where the servants was. Amen. I'm here to tell you, Isaac never forgot that day. Amen. He realized that God provides the sacrifice.
Amen.
All through Leviticus, we've got the same plan clearly evident in the burnt offerings, the peace offerings. Amen. All the sacrificial offerings, the trespass offering. Amen. Glory to God. Until one day, it burst out on a place that is called Golgotha. What's a songwriter say? Alas, and did my Savior bleed. And come on here. And what? And did my sovereign, that means my king, died. What's the rest of that? Yeah, you forgot it too. Praise God. Don't feel so bad. But he broke out in the course and said, at the cross. Praise God. I'm here to tell you this morning, the love of God burst forth on Calvary's tree. Woo! Hallelujah! And the blood of his son was shed on Calvary, the Lamb of God. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Fulfilled the three requirements of an acceptable sacrifice. It was God's doings. Amen. It was God's gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. It was the death, amen, of an innocent substitute. Amen. If you read in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verses 22, 23, and 24, amen, talks to us about the sacrifice that Christ made. Praise God. Amen. It must be by blood. In 1 Peter 1, amen, 18, reading down through 20, 19 and 20, tells us it's by the blood of Jesus that would have washed clean. Amen. I got to tell you this morning, that stream of blood is still flowing and will avail through all eternity. And I hear somebody grab, great God, I hear somebody grab a pen and start writing the words to a song. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood, amen, shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Thank God for Calvary. I said, thank God for Calvary. Amen. And I've got to hurry this morning, but I thank God for Calvary, but I'm glad more. Amen. Because on that morning of the third day, amen, glory to God, when those women brought spices to anoint his body, amen, y'all stay with me, amen, I hear those women talking on the way to the garden where the tomb was, who's going to roll away the stone, amen, the sun was shining, amen, the dew on the leaves of the flowers, amen, sparkle like diamonds, praise God, amen, the rabbits hopped around and said one to another in rabbit language, praise God, amen, if we could talk English, amen, we'd tell them ladies, he's not in the grave. Praise God. Amen. The red robin on the roost says to its mate, amen, if we could talk human language, we'd tell them, amen, that an angel has come and rolled the stone away. Thank God. Amen. Because of Calvary, the thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When they walked to that tomb, amen, they saw the stone rolled away and an angel sitting on top of it. And the angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? For he is not here, but he is risen as he said, and goeth before you into Galilee, and tell the disciples, praise God, are y'all still with me? I'm telling you this morning, I'm excited, amen, because he rose from the dead. I'm thrilled because I'm saved. Amen, I'm thrilled because I'm going to heaven, and I know that the blood has been applied. Marcia. Praise God. Is there better preaching than what you're getting this morning? But I want to tell you, I'm so thankful because I've been redeemed. Not with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus washed. Praise God. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you can be. If you're here this morning, not accepted Christ as your Savior, the blood that was applied on top of that Ark of the Covenant covered the sins that were inside of it. Amen. And the blood of Jesus can wash you clean. Thank God. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. I might have told y'all, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost here this morning. California, some years ago, there was some supposed to have been a mighty, brilliant man that gathered together in the auditorium, one of the auditoriums. It might have been San Francisco. I don't remember where, which town, city. There's thousands of people there to hear this atheist give a speech. Amen. For almost an hour, he railed on Christianity. He talked, amen, to that congregation of thousands of people. Amen. That Jesus Christ, amen, was not the Son of God. He finished up his speech, went over and sat down. Thousands, thousands of people in that great auditorium. I feel the Holy Ghost here. And some old gray-headed mother without, grandmother, without a microphone, amen, without a stage, after everything was done and over, out of them thousands of people there, she stood to her feet and she softly began to sing, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stain." She started on the second verse of that song. Amen. And 100 people stood up with that old gray-headed grandma and they began to sing. Praise God. Amen. And when they got down to the last verse, over half of that huge congregation was standing and singing, "Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood will never lose its power." I'm here to tell you this morning, it's still real. I said it's still real. And it can save and wash you clean. If you're not saved, you don't have to leave out of this world without knowing Christ has redeemed you. Everybody stand. Sing, Marcia. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. Sing that same verse again. Hallelujah. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty stain, lose all their guilty stain, and sinners plunged. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed this morning, I don't normally do this on Sunday mornings maybe, but I wonder if there's one precious soul that would just slip your hand up, preacher. Amen. I don't know about my destiny of my soul. I don't want to go in eternity lost. Is there one here in this congregation this morning that'll slip your hand up right quick? You want the prayers of this gray-headed preacher. Amen. You don't want to die lost. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. God's waiting on you. Heaven's waiting on you. The angels in heaven is waiting on you. The departed loved ones in eternity is looking on this service this morning. And they're waiting for you. Would you just slip your hand up there where you're standing or sitting? And I'll know by that uplifted hand you want the prayers of this preacher. Is anybody here? Anybody here? One soul, one soul. I'm reaching for you this morning. Oh God. Oh God, would you walk the aisles of this sanctuary this morning, Holy Spirit? May the arresting officer of that Holy Ghost power from heaven touch the lives of those that are in this sanctuary. Is there one in this congregation anywhere before we come pray? Preacher, pray for me. Raise your hand right there. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Oh God, how many of you blessed saints have loved ones, kin folks, children that need God? Come on, let's pray.